Hashem nitzavada Melai falaretz kival haidai Umamir alav Baichen kelaya yisvale Aye Hashem nitzavada Haim laich al haaretz kival haidai Umamir alav Baichen kelaya yisvale Hayim avadai
We don't understand a lot of why we have to go through what we have to go through in life. It's very difficult to know, especially nowadays. A lot of it is based on psychology, and the reason I have what I have is because of my mother, because of my father, because of my upbringing, whatever it might be, which is true. That's true. But it begins with your neshama. It doesn't begin with your guf. It begins that Hashem put you in a certain home. Hashem put every person in a certain place, in a certain environment that creates and created whatever it is that it created, whatever it is that it does. One of the things we spoke about this last week, and I want to continue on this, one of the things we spoke about was from the Eben Ezra, that the Eben Ezra says, the Eshama Ge'eres. One of the, in the Toichacha and Dvarim, it says that this is going to be one of the curses, one of the things, part of Gullus. And what is that? The Eben Ezra says, Shelo Yismach B'maisav. You're not going to be happy with anything that you do. Rak Yidag B'yachar Yigiyasai. You're always going to be worried. You're always going to be questioning yourself. You're always going to be questioning yourself, and you're not going to be happy with who you are. Now, a person can set that on. You could put that because your mother's an anxious person, or your father's anxious, or however you grew up. That could also be true, or whatever trauma you had, right? But it's also before that. The Eben Ezra's a Rishon. The Eben Ezra, I don't know if you could look up. I don't know if we could trust ChatGPT. They already told me a wrong date. But check. When the Eben Ezra, how long ago he said this? He said that people are going to be not happy with, right, Avram? Right? It's true. I don't know if that's not Lashon Hara. Is it Lashon Hara to say?
What am I asking?
ChatGPT gave us the wrong information.
What am I asking?
When was the Eben Ezra? What time period? What was the Eben Ezra? When? What is it? 5th century. 1200, right? So, thank you, right? About 1,000 years ago, 900. Does it? Okay, Wikipedia. Yeah, 1089. Basically, 1,000 years ago. So, 1,000 years ago, the tzaddik, the Eben Ezra, said that it's going to be a generation. It's going to be a time, right? I'm sure it was then also, that you're not going to be happy with yourself. So everyone's going to say, oh, it's a new wave thing that I'm not happy with myself. It's because the previous generation, no. That's the way it is. There's a Yetzirah. There's a curse. There's a whatever it is, gullus. Is that you're not. That's what he says. He used the lesson. Shalei yismach b'masav, rag yidag boy. Right? We've spoken about this. David HaMelech's nemesis is who is Doeg. Doeg means what? To worry. Doeg and David are the same exact gematria. David HaMelech was a warrior. You've heard this from me. Doeg was a worrier. Most people who are worriers are not warriors. Right? They tell you going into the army. It's the Rambam, the Hilchus, the Halachus of a soldier. Soldier's not allowed to worry. You're not allowed to think about your wife. You're not allowed to think about your children. You're not allowed to think about anything. You're not allowed to. I sent this actually during the war. I sent it to a shir that spoke about this to some of the chayalim and told them that you're going into Gaza, you're going into to fight against Yimach Shemam, to fight them. You have to know how to be a Jewish Torah Dikah soldier. You have to know. And one of the things they spoke about very much is that you're not allowed to feel a certain way. You're not allowed to. You have to. Right? The pasuk says. You return back from battle if you're scared, if you're doyeg. David HaMelech didn't build the base of Mikdash. Why did David HaMelech not build the base of Mikdash? Because he had blood. He was a warrior. He was a warrior. He was, if you can imagine, a warrior. David HaMelech. He was not a worrier. Now, was there potential to be a warrior? Yes, sure. Could he have been a warrior? Could he have been a person? That's why David HaMelech represents Bitachon. So take all your anxiety and take your mother's anxiety and your father's anxiety and your grandfather's anxiety. And if you're from a Holocaust, trace anybody back Holocaust, that's where mine's from. I'm Holocaust. My father was a Holocaust survivor. So you guys take a grandparent that's a Holocaust, that's automatic anxiety, automatic, more than your average Joe. More. Why? Because they went through whatever they went through. No matter what generation, how many steps away you are from that. So now what am I supposed to do? Go to therapy? Everybody goes to therapy. So what am I supposed to do? So listen to what the tzaddik says. This week's parsha. The tzaddik teaches us. This is from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter, page Chav Gimel. How does a person get to shalva? How does a person get to peace and serenity? How do you get to it? Magiyim rak al yidei. Here we go. Two things he says. Emuna and anava. Emuna and anava. What does that mean? Being humble and having emuna, which are one and the same. Say very similar. Emuna is the anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Is a mirror as him. Who's controlling things? Am I controlling things? Or Hashem is controlling things? Am I able to let go? That's why I always say the pshat, let go and let God, is I don't need to let God. Once you let go, then you're good. You're already good. Just let go. Let go. You don't have to let go and then nachamol and then let God. Just let go. Just let go, right? Just let go. Yeah. It's hard to let go. Very, very hard to let go. But the tzaddik tells us like this. Those are midas hayisharos hamavilus es adam l'shalvas hanefesh. Umerapim. And it heals the sickness of a person always worrying about things, especially in Avodas Hashem. If you're a guy who is not Oyved Hashem, if you're a person, and none of us here are like that, if you're a person who's just hefker, so what are you worried about? But if you're a person who's worried about davening, he's worried about learning, he's worried about Shmir Seinayim, he's worried about being an Erlich person, he's worried about being close to Hashem, he's worried about learning Torah, right? A guy like Yehuda Weinstein, right? It's gonna bring it. If you want to be an Oyved Hashem, it takes its toll. That's why everyone's trying to just, you know, throw off the yoke. People want to throw off the yoke, right? Stress laxing. That doesn't work either. If you were brought up a certain way, it might work. It's not going to work for any person in our yeshiva, stress laxing. Will not work, meaning it will work. You'll stress lax, right? The more you'll look to find serenity in other areas, guaranteed it will not work. And if it did work, I'd be the number one online doing that. I promise you. If all that stuff worked, it doesn't work. What works is anava and emuna. Now listen to the Rashi. Rashi says this is actually from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha says this. It says, everyone knows with the kinim, right? We know with the third maka, famous Rashi. Rashi says that what happened? That the chartumim tried to do kinim. And what happened? Rashi says, hem lo yichlu. Right, the Torah says v'lo yochaylu. They couldn't do it. They tried lohitzis hakinim. They tried to do right. It says vayomer Hashem Moshe, bring the kinim, bring the lice. Vayasu kein. Aaron did it, and right, we know that he's the one who hit the offer, not Moshe Rabbeinu, because of akaras hatoiv. Vati hakinim ba'adam heima. Vayasu kein achartumim. The chartumim tried to do this v'lo yochaylu. Everybody remember why they couldn't? Reuven Yoina, you want to remind us? What? Too small. Zuck Rashi. Rashi says too small. Why? So therefore what?
You can't do magic on things that are too small.
Oh. So the Lashon of Rashi is Ein Hashed Shoilet. The powers of evil, those powers are not able to take control on something that is so small. Says the holy Reb Zisha. Says the Heilig Reb Zisha. Zuck Reb Zisha. He says that what? He says they admitted that it's Etz Melekim. So he says, V'lechein ima adam machzik atzmai labiria p'chusa mesaira. If you make yourself humble, ein shum sheid umazik yachol lishlot ba. Incredible. Ego. Your ego. Inflated ego. I'm not talking about having a healthy self, sense of self. When somebody has to be number one, someone has to sit shotgun, somebody has to be in the front, somebody has to be the one who's loud. You have to know yourself. Somebody who has to be the center of attention. Somebody who has to, everything has to work out perfectly for them. And we all have that. We all have that mida. We all have that inside of us. Somebody who has trouble, right? We know this, right? What's the, right? The Gemara says, and the Mesil Sharm brings it down by Anava, right? That the less, if this were full with money, it wouldn't make any noise. If this was full, it would be quiet. The more loud something is, the more loud something is. Right, or empty. Very good. That's a great, very good. Very good Zug. Very good Zug. Because if you totally are batal to Hashem, and you totally realize that everything is from Hashem, emuna, and you realize, and it's a very high level, then there's a certain type of shalva, there's a certain type of serenity that you say, you know what? The fact that that person hurt me, it's not that person. Nobody can hurt me. It's from Hashem. The fact that I'm struggling with this thing, it's from Hashem. The fact that this person actually loves me, that's also from Hashem. The fact that I'm getting the love that I got as a kid or I didn't get, or whatever, it's from Hashem. How's my money going to be in my future? That's from Hashem. How did I get to wherever I got to? That's from Hashem. That's part of humility. People think humility is walking around like this. That's not humility. That doesn't mean you're humble. Okay, the Ramchal says a little bit, partly is a little bit not sitting shotgun, a little bit sitting in the back, a little bit talking quieter. That also is very important. There's ways to do it on the outside. But inside, when a person realizes, when a person connects to that, and he says that, he says, V'chein im ha'odam ma'amin b'ashkachosu yizbarach ha'pratis ha'kol tzad v'shol v'nafshay eina rechava alav ela misnaig b'shiflus alev. And it's so difficult. It's so difficult. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for a person to go ahead and say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say something that could hurt somebody's feelings and I'm hurt by that person. It's very, very difficult. It's very difficult when a person's nature is A-A-E-I-C, above average energy, imagination, creativity. It's very difficult sometimes, Tzvi Singer, right? A big tzaddik, Tzvi. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to pass the ball. It's very difficult to pass the ball when you know that you can shoot the basket maybe better even if a guy's on you. But I'm scared to pass the ball up. But the only way you'll become a great team is when you learn to let go a little bit like that. To learn to let go. It's very difficult. And you know what? To trust when the guy missed the layup. When he misses the layup. When he misses the layup, to say, good try. Good try. Let's do it again. And to pass it to him again. To pass it to him again. It's very difficult to be. It's very good. Exactly. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But, when a person works on this, and he says, listen to what the tzaddik tells us, and then we'll take some question comments on this. Actually, I want to say one more thing afterwards also, that it says, this is coming from a tzaddik. The tzaddik tells us, these are medicine. Medicine that is known medicine. L'chol ha'daigus. So if you're a guy who worries, if you're a guy who worries, basically it means you have anxiety. Basically it means everybody. And if you have extra anxiety, which some people do have, some people have extra nervousness. So what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? Says the tzaddik, I have an eitzah for you. I have advice for you. If you could try and humble yourself a little bit more, if you can try and let go a little bit more, put it in the hands of Hashem a little bit more, right? Wow. Yosef, come in your seat over here, Yosef. Come. Yosef Mattel. Guys, know Yosef sat here. Wow. Okay.
Beautiful. Am I blocking people? You're sitting.
Wow. Beautiful. So we want the Yetzirah. I want to fight the Yetzirah. I want to have peace of mind. I want everything. Says the tzaddik, emuna anava. Emuna, having emuna, letting go. Don't worry about letting God. Letting go, and then it's funny that they go together. Letting go, Hashem, knowing that Hashem, you'll take care of me. Could you imagine saying, Hashem, you will take care of me. I'm letting go. I'm not going to say what I want to say, and Hashem will take care of me. Think of your stories in your life. Think of the stories in your life where the things, and it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult because a person doesn't always experience that. But when a person learns, we have to learn together. I just want to welcome. Where's Michal? Oh, there he is, Mitch Michal. His parents are here again. I just want to mention Rabbi Yosef. I just want to say, Rabbi Yosef, Michal's father. The reason I was a little bit late is he set me up with a very special meeting. I just want to say, meeting with someone who's very high in the government, who could help out the yeshiva, Be'ez Hashem. And Rabbi Yosef, I don't think you might know this. I just want to say, and then I want to hear a question and comments. I was blown away by you at the meeting. I want to tell you why. Rabbi Yosef came, he pushed. He has a shaychus with this person. He has a close relationship, but he's been pushing me to have this meeting with this person. And the entire time during this meeting, I want to say this is part of being humble and having emuna. Is Rabbi Yosef was mamish like a facilitator. You know those guys who just are so happy to give, to let other people enjoy. You know how hard it is sometimes to be that person who lets other people enjoy, and sometimes you don't get that enjoyment in the moment. When the money emir tashem, when the shefa comes, Rabbi Yosef will... We'll all enjoy more and more. But I just want to say, Rabbi Yosef, I mamash learned so much from you because what does it say? V'chula mekablam aleihem o malchus shemayim. And I'll end off with this, and then I want to hear questions and comments. It says v'chulam, right? We say it every day. V'chula mekablam aleihem o malchus shemayim zeh mizeh. Everybody is mekabel o malchus shemayim. It's talking about the malachim. V'nosnim rishus zeh lezeh. And they give each other permission. What does that mean? What does one have to do with the other? Now, Nusach Sfard is even better. Because Nusach Sfard is V'noisim Ba'ahava Rishu Zelazeh. What does that mean? It means, how do I know that I'm able to give somebody permission to enjoy his life and live and put two people together, and I don't have to be known for it? I could be the quiet one. I don't have to say anything. It's hard. It's very hard to do that. I know even when we were raising money, and everybody wants to know on their page, and this page, and I got it, and I got it, and I got it, and I got it. One of the hardest things to do is to let somebody else get what you got. To let somebody else get, and everyone says, oh, wow, you got it. But I can tell you one thing. At the end of the day, you'll get it. Number one, you'll get peace. Hashem will send you that peace of mind. I promise you. Been there, done that. Hashem will send you whatever you deserve to get. In the moment, it might hurt. In the moment, it might be difficult. When you're with your friends, talk about Lashon Hara, and somebody is speaking Lashon Hara, and you'll sit there. Or there's that halacha where if someone, what's that halacha, that famous halacha, that when someone says, if you're sitting there with two people, and the guy says, well, I know one of you broke that thing. And if I know that let's say Avi broke it, and the guy's saying that, oh, well, did you break it? And I know if I say I didn't break it, that means Avi broke it. He doesn't say you have to do that. But he says it's a midah incredible. If you could swallow it, and be quiet, and the person thinks that you're the one, you're the culprit, and you're able to be quiet and let the other people, Rabbi Yosef, you sat mamish. I give you a bracha that all this, we won't even need Davidi. We don't even need all these things. Emir Tashem, Rabbi Yosef, you'll have to give so much meiser from everything. Emir Tashem, right? Just from that. Amen. Amen. Mitch, you know what? I'll say a better bracha. Mitch Michal is going to make so much money that you'll be able to. He'll give it to. He'll take care of the parents. He'll take care of all of us. There, that's the bracha. Oh, amen. He likes that bracha. Exactly. Amen. I love. I just want everyone to know. I love Ari Garfield. Ari, my hands are cold. Ari is a person. I'm going to say it publicly. Ari, specifically Ari. Ari Garfield is a person. No, I just want to say, Ari Garfield is a person who mamish has taught me so much about myself, has taught me so much about who I am, and to be honest in certain ways and certain things that I have endless hakarasa tov to you, Ari. Thank you. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say one more pshat after this. Question, comments, please. Okay, it's Sunday. I think Sunday's always like a not question, comments. Like everyone's like...
It's so clear. Shef off Shabbos.
Yeah. Shef off from Shabbos. Yes. Oh, Simcha Rabba.
I don't know if this is a question or a comment, but I think that my understanding for sure of what I try to do in therapy is like the secular version of like having more emuna, and I'm just wondering like if there's like a reason or if maybe I'm getting something wrong, where it's like this anxiety that the Rebbe is talking about and having less daggers and putting on Hashem, like to like have a language where that's just more that's what we do, like this is how we. Become healthy, like we connect more to Hashem. Yeah. Like
I think, thank you, thank you. I love the question comment because I agree. I hear. I really want to share what I think the answer to that is. I think Rav Simcha Rabba's question is that how and correct me or clarify more. The way I heard his point was that how can we take advantage of really relying more on Hashem? Like what does that look like? How could we experience that or mainstream? Well, yeah, I don't like that word so much. How can we access a little bit of that, you know, that feeling and that experience more? Not just saying it, I'm letting go, I'm relying on Hashem. So one of the things that I was thinking is that I think it's about being honest. I think it's about being honest of what you need from Hashem. I think it's about learning to rely on Hashem in a real, real way. I think what happens is, I think we bypass a lot of times how we really feel. And we say like, and we don't tell Hashem that I really need you. I really, really need you. We look at it like a frum thing as opposed to like a real thing. You know what I mean? Like I should call out to Hashem. I should have emunah. We call it like emunah as opposed to saying, Hashem, you know what? I'm an 18-year-old. I'm a 19-year-old. I'm a 30-year-old. I'm a 50-year-old. I'm an 80-year-old. And I don't know exactly what the heck is going on. And I don't really feel good. And I have my triggers, and I have my anxiety, and I have my stuff. And you gave me this type of home. And I grew up like this, and I have this. And I can't. Ani lo yachol. I can't. Kenisht. I can't do it, and I don't have friends, and I wish I had friends, more friends, and I wish I could speak Lashon Hara because maybe I would have more friends, but I can't, and I don't want to speak bad about people, and I wish my tivus weren't so strong, and I wish I wasn't as heavy as I am, and I was able to lose weight, and I wish I was better looking, dot, 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 and you really pour your heart out, and not like, and again, I'm not saying anything against the Hespoidus and Rav Nachman. It's the same thing. It's all right. It's not about going to the forest. It's not about going to the forest and going ahead and doing Hespoidus. It's also about that, but it's not about that. It's also about learning Sifrei Emunah. It's about being in bed alone between you and yourself and being in pain. And saying, Hashem, I need you to help me. I need you to help me with this thing because I can't do it. In like the deepest way. And I think...
Relationship.
In a real deep way. Oh, I think so.
Relationship sounds like real.
Right? Just be real. Be honest. Be straight. And it's hard. Because there's a lot of times there's shame and there's stuff. But to say, I am anxious. I have a lot of anxiety. I'm scared to even... do simple things. I can't even go into the dining room without being nervous. I can't even go ahead and go to a wedding without being nervous. I can't just enjoy a Shabbos meal without this. Like, Hashem, I need you to like... And I think that that's part of the zero. That's part of the emptiness that a person sometimes feels. But once you do that, that's very good. Avigdor, what you were saying. I just chopped. Very good. When you're empty... and you're really honestly empty, then automatically Hashem fills you up. It's when you think you got it all covered, you're like, Hashem, I don't need you. I got it all covered. And you're half full. You're not really full. But when you say, Hashem, I'm really like, I really just need you. I need you so much. And I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm hurt. Thank you, Reb Simcha Rabba. Thank you, Reb Simcha Rabba. Yes, I'll be here. Yes.
To add that I think might be valuable for all of us and for myself.
Yeah, please.
To share that that's very practical because it's something that I've experienced.
Yeah.
In regard to Emunah.
Right.
I've seen that Rebbe's talking about the main thing, the first thing Rebbe said is being honest.
Right.
I would add that in that first step, I mean, I've learned this, and everyone has different ways of approaching things, but that there's a place for curiosity as well, and like looking at what our lives have, what is the facts of the things that have happened to us, and what where we're at, what we're doing, and what we're doing. But take a look at a picture and get curious, and then what? It's the most broad question in the world that you ask of Zuckerberg. And there's so many different places and parts where we could find God. And I think it's very relevant that Purim's coming up because what I've seen is we say about Purim that all the different steps and things that happened that created to where we are
is
like the miracle of Purim. But I claim that that happens in every person's day, every single day of your life.
Correct.
There's things like that happening.
Correct.
Now, if you're curious, you have an opportunity maybe to see that. And
beautiful.
Once you see that,
beautiful.
It's game over. Like you're beautiful. Living with God and then you actually have Gula and Mashiach in your life
beautiful.
Right now. But that's
beautiful.
That's
beautiful. 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 And I think I want to add to what Avigdor is saying, beautiful, is that I think one of the mistakes people make, myself included, is that we think we flip the switch and then I'm there. I got it. It's a constant reminder every day to remind ourselves. It's not something that I got there or I didn't get there. It's something like, you know, right, the quote chat, motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Emunah doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Learning not to speak Lashon Hara doesn't last.
Eventually it does.
That's why...
He promises.
That's true. Very good. Very good. Avigdor. Very good. But he promises. Very good. Very good. And probably also that Hashem, if you're always reaching out to Hashem, If you're always reaching out to Hashem, this is I want to say this in the best way, and then Yosef will get to you in a second. If you're always reaching out to Hashem, in a certain way, Hashem can't, he's your father. Hashem loves us. He can't, it's almost like he has no choice. I don't mean that in a, that sounds very negative. But it's almost like of course he'll be there for you. Of course he'll be there for you. If you ask your father, if you ask your mother, if you ask someone who loves you so much, and you say, I need your help, Hashem is not a neglect. Hashem is not a dysfunctional parent. Hashem is not a messed up, I don't know if that's a good word to use. Hashem is not a codependent, whatever you want to say. Hashem is the perfect, what? He's not a human parent. Very good. See, that's why Ari is amazing. Thank you, Ari. I take back what I said, but it's even more. He's not abusive. Hashem's not an abusive. Now, someone might say, oh, I feel that a little bit, but he's not. You could have an abusive parent. Like Ari's saying, you're human. Okay, there are levels to very bad parenting. That's terrible, right? Who sent that to me? Who I just spoke to, right? Who said that? Who just sent that to me about being, oh, I know who did. I'm going to read it. Great line. About parenting. The deepest work out of fatherhood is realizing that parenting isn't about controlling your child's behavior. It's about mastering your own. Right? It's a great line. It's not about being a parent. That's why I never thought. Being a parent. Be a parent to yourself. Take care of yourself. Right? So the pshat is that Hashem is the perfect parent. Hashem is the perfect father. He's the perfect mother. He's the perfect parent. And he could provide you with everything. Just what happens is because of our transference and because of our hurt, those who know psychology knows what transference, it's not for now, it's for a No Mic Monday, the transference, right? But the transference is, what? What? That's what they call it, meaning that's transfer. So you transfer your father onto God. You have a father who was like this, so God becomes that. Hashlacha, transference. So the pshat is that Hashem is perfect. Hashem is perfect. Right. Oh, nice. Wow. Hey, you, wait. They got to hear that. Hashem is the perfect parent, Ruvein Yona, even if it's not a parent.
Nice.
Hashem is the perfect parent, even if it's not a parent. Exactly. Okay, let's wrap up. That was beautiful. I want to just get Yosef 1 second. Yeah, go, Yosef. How's it to be back here, Yosef? Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to say, yeah.
As of right now, I'm actually very nervous to be asking. So now it's like getting back into that framework. So there's that, I suppose. The air of Israel is very different than New York, just in case anyone forgot over the last 5 months or so that everyone's been here. It's a lot, it's very nice. Rolls its way into my question with, especially at you know, this stage in life, just,
yeah,
you know, just being a lot older and, you know, not being dependent,
yeah,
even in a healthy way, you know, yeah, on parents or on other people,
yeah.
So, and having a healthy relationship, I would think being that, let's say there is something that I want to ask for someone,
yeah,
that I'm asking it, or if I'm venting, that I'm, yeah, not specifically expecting something in,
yeah,
return.
Yeah.
You know, especially if I'm asking for something,
right,
for him to do something that I, you know, to not expect something in return. So how can I balance that with,
right,
what you were saying before with, you know, that you know, venting to Hashem, quote unquote, but then but then realize or either knowing or expecting that, you know, that he'll fill up the tzedakah box for me. So it's just like that's very hard.
Yes. Yes. So are you going to be here? So thank you, Yosef. Love it. Love it. We all do. This is not the forum right now for us to go into that. I don't know if we can continue it. Maybe it's Hashem. Tomorrow is No Mic Monday. Could be we can continue with your point. Very, very, very powerful point. Almost like that's what life is about. That dance, I'll call it, between Hishtadlus and Amuna. Between me and Hashem, between independence, dependence, and interdependence, dot, dot, dot. It's definitely what to talk about. Definitely not for the end of Shir. Thank you. We're zocher to have Avram is here. Usually Nisano reads, Avram Fisher, my son. Usually Nisano reads. Nisano, you give him the, right? Usually Nisano reads the Hilchot. You don't have to.
So sorry, Ravens.
Okay, so Avram's going to read the Hilchos Lashon Hara. Well, I'll pass the phone to Avram.
Ravens over Bills, 34-28. Let's go Giants. Avram Fisher's the GOAT.
As a human, it feels almost unfair already, the dynamic of it, because we live in a human world. And if God's a perfect parent, how am I supposed to understand that in any world, in any human reality? So it's very tricky. It's very obviously the most tricky in the world.
That's a little bit what Yosef's asking, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We'll talk about that in Yitzhak Shanty. Stay tuned tomorrow. We'll talk about that.
All Jews are deserving of our respect, even if we disapprove of their lifestyles or cultures. Thus, it is forbidden to talk negatively about any member of the Jewish people, regardless of their age, relation, or Torah knowledge.
Hit him up for Shidduchim. He's a legend.
And I'm going to say this, especially nowadays, is that anyone who is looks to be a certain way, some people say, oh, it's a Russia, so I'm allowed to, or it's this type of person, I'm allowed to talk about them. I don't think that is necessarily true. Nowadays, we don't know who fits into what category of a Rasha, a Tzaddik, or a Beinoni. We don't know. And that we have to judge and see the good in everyone as best as we can. Thank you. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.